This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. President-elect Donald Trump is considering moving the Department of Veterans Affairs towards privatization, a transition team official said. A policy decision major veterans groups have said they would oppose because of the uniqueness of battlefield injuries. London has become a dictator safe space where billions of dollars are laundered through the real estate market every year, contributing what the National Crime Agency there estimates to be an annual total of more than $125 billion laundered in Britain. Tens of thousands of Africans were killed in what the German government is now close to recognizing as the 20th century's first genocide. A century after losing its colonial possessions in Africa, Germany and its former colony, Namibia, are now engaged in intense negotiations to put an end to one of the ugliest chapters of Europe's past in Africa. A 32-gigabyte iPhone 7 cost an estimated $400 to produce. It retails for roughly $649 in the U.S., with Apple taking a piece of the difference as profit. The result? Apple manages to earn 90% of the profits in the smartphone industry worldwide, even though it accounts for only 12% of the sales, according to a research firm. Huge manufacturing subsidies, like those in the U.S., also helped them. This year, Stanford changed this procedure in a way that victims' rights advocates say favors the accused. It now requires a unanimous verdict from a three-member board, making it an outlier among prestigious universities. Only one other school, Duke, in the U.S. News and World Report list of the country's top 20 colleges, has such a stringent requirement. More than 750 people have been murdered in Chicago in 2016, the police said, a 58% increase over last year and the highest total since 1997. There have been more than 3,500 shootings in the city this year. Immigration officials from nine of the country's largest cities, including Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, held a call with the White House to press the Obama administration for swift changes on immigration before Inauguration Day. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.